Hello and welcome to Freedom's Way this evening. If there is someone who has opened this message as a podcast, we would like for you to understand this is a live teleconference meeting, so there will be people who are dialing in from around the country. We're going to wait to start for about 3 to 5 minutes to give them an opportunity to get here. And any time that you'd like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconferences, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So God bless you for being here. And if you are already here and would like to say hello, then now's a good time to do that.
Good evening, Vicki.
Hey, Helen.
Hi, Helen. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Hi, Ms. Vicki, Ms. Phil. Hey, pastors.
Hello, brother.
Hey, brother and sister. I got my wife Phoebe calling in too, Jen. Love y'all.
Hey, you too, Mitch. Nice to have you here. Thank you for your patience.
Now, his voice sounds a lot better.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
So,
yes, thank you, Jesus, a miracle.
Are you back to work?
No.
Are you taking care of your dad?
Taking care of both dad and her still right now. And I told daddy today, I got one more week, daddy. I gotta find you some help, man. I gotta get to work. I'm trying to find him some kind of in-home health care to, trying to get him up out of bed and stuff and all. I'm struggling trying to find that. I'm not sure what his Medicare or his insurance.
Okay,
sis. I don't want to take up everybody's time here. Okay, sis. And Annette's in the house, and I'm just pulling back up from taking care of Dad.
We'll pray on that.
Thank you. Yeah, give me some wisdom, knowledge, lead me in the right directions. But Annette's doing a whole lot better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Woohoo. Okay, anybody else want to say hello just yet?
Hey, it's Gretchen. I'm here.
Thank you for being here. Bless you, Gretchen.
Wouldn't want to miss it.
Me too. You heard about the guy that got up on Sunday morning and said, I just don't feel like going to church today. His wife said, you have to go. You're the pastor. Hallelujah. God is good. We are excited about this review tonight. It's got so much meat in it. If you need teeth, you better put them in.
Okay.
And for those who have been here throughout, you'll have an easier time keeping up because you have gotten the actual teachings. This is more of a review, but it takes like the main points and just sort of hammers them home. So God bless you as you hear. Anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones?
Okay.
Hold on. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, and welcome all. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and to walk in all the power and anointing and blessings that God has for us through His Son. This is not an automatic thing. we took a little break last week from the teaching part of the series. We held some healing profiles and personal prayer session for deliverance. Gretchen did.
Pray us. I'm gonna pray.
Oh yes.
Good idea.
I'm gonna pray and get us started here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. Thank you for your anointing on it. There's so much to cover, Lord. We are a thankful people. We give you honor in this. Lord, I ask you to seal this word in our hearts in a powerful way that we are able to take it on, to use these principles, this strength, your anointing to do what you've called us to do. Thank you for that you are with us in this hour. Thank you that you are shining in this hour. And that you were drawing all men to yourself. That we are willing, we are able, we are strong in you. In you we can do all things. So we thank you for your anointing, your presence in our lives. Thank you for all you're doing. And I just ask you to especially seal this message in our hearts so that we can walk in your divine health as well as all your blessings, all your power. In Jesus' name, amen. And we took a little break last week from the teaching part for the deliverance sessions, and I'm sure y'all enjoyed that, and are certain many of you did. And if any, and the testimonies, this is interesting, and your testimonies are an indication. And tonight we're going to give a bit of a review what we found in Scripture passed along to you so far regarding God's will that everyone be healed of everything. And I want to take a short diversion just to talk about getting these words into your heart and in your spirit. Growing in the Lord is not a one-time visit. It is an all-the-time deal. But, you know, we are called to rest in God, which is an awesome thing, but His rest, we still must press in and move forward because our natural tendency and in the flesh will backslide. It is a guarantee. It is not a natural thing to follow the ways of God, to walk in supernatural power. It's not natural. It's supernatural. And to walk in the supernatural, we have to press in. We have to continually seek God. That is our calling. We seek Him, and then He blesses, he anoints, He gives us the power to do these things. But we must study to self, show ourselves approved. We must press in. We must hear these words over and over. I remember years ago that I got hold of a series from Joyce Myers called Dying to Live. And I kept listening to it, and I kept listening to it over and over and over, probably for about close to a year. I listened to that series to get it into my spirit, what it really meant to do, and I needed to do that. We all need to die to self to walk in the power and the anointing of God. So I encourage you to stay focused, keep pressing into the word that you're receiving so you can walk in all its fullness and walk in divine health and have victory over all the sin, sickness, disease, poverty, all these things through the power of God. But press in. Don't give up. Rest in His glory and press on and get it deep in your spirit and you will have the results that you are so seeking. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. You will walk in divine health. You will overcome all sickness and disease. Not to say you won't get it. You will pass through it. You will be stronger in it. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time, and we just put it in your hands. Bless your people. Anoint their minds to receive the power of your anointing in this word, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And, Lord, we turn aside, by the power of the blood of Jesus, any unclean thing that would seek to hinder your people from clearly hearing or absorbing what you are saying this night, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So this is our sixth week of revealing God's will. Hopefully, before we end off, everybody who has heard will believe what God says and reject anything they see or feel that opposes what God says. Faith comes by hearing, and faith is not based on what we see. Our belief has to be based on the Word of God rather than what we see or hear in the world. God's will is not some nebulous, movable, unattainable mystery that we aren't meant to know. The Holy Spirit teaches us knowledge, and we begin to receive and understand sound doctrine when we read and we meditate on God's Word. According to His Word, we are chosen to search out and to know His will. It's a lie to believe we can't know God's will. He's made it clear. And we are busy revealing the proof that it is His will to heal. The very first of these messages challenged God's people to find a single instance in the Word where God said, "I won't," when someone came to Him for healing. His answer is always, "I will," showing His will to heal. He never said, "Not now." He never said, "I'm working something out in you first." He never said, "You don't deserve it," or anything of like nature. He said, "I will." He never said, "Be weak." But there's plenty of places where He says, "Be strong." Amen?
Amen. We also saw that believing everything that happens in this life is God's will is not only erroneous thinking, it is accusational against God, and it is irresponsible, and it's also lazy Christianity.
Ooh, that's a strong statement, brother.
Amen. Well, it's true. Of course, everything that happens has a reason, but that doesn't mean it's God's will for it to happen. It's a cop-out to believe that. The reason could be our own foolishness, inattentiveness, or sin. It could be that we've opened ourselves to a curse from the generations, or from, you know, a curse was opened through the generations, or ungodly associations, or even our own words. There's always a reason for things that occur, but it's not always God's will that they do. Prideful people don't like to take responsibility, so they find it convenient to say that whatever happens is the will of God in some mysterious way.
Wow.
That's actually a doctrine of many other beliefs. That is not the doctrine of Christ.
That's right.
That is a doctrine of pantheism, actually. When we know the will of God, we can have faith in it. Without being assured of His will for healing, we can't believe in healing. That's basically the reason we're teaching this material. After establishing that there is nothing in Scripture that says God won't heal and everything that says He will, we begin giving these biblical proofs beginning with the truth of salvation. Our salvation package is not just a ticket to heaven. It's a means we can use to bring heaven to earth and live in it right here and now. The word salvation includes five aspects: preservation, healing, soundness, prosperity, and deliverance from evil.
Amen. All five in one. Preservation is eternal life in the presence of God. Now, many Christians receive this piece of the salvation package, but they fail to assemble the other components. That's enough, you know. I'm going to heaven, yay. That's all I need. Well, it might be all you need to get there, but it's not all you need to live successfully in this world and bring heaven here. You could think of it similar to getting a bicycle for Christmas that's still in the box. You have the bike. It's yours, but you can't ride it. There's some assembly required. If you leave off the chain on the tires, if you leave off the tires or the seat or the handlebars, you're not going to be able to enjoy the fullness and the purpose of your bicycle. But you've got to buy it. Hallelujah. See, we must work out our salvation daily, because the part we get when we accept Jesus is like the bike in the box. We have the box. We have the bike. Nobody can take it away. Putting it together for its highest and best purpose entails appropriating all the pieces, every one. Healing is the next part mentioned, and I think everyone knows what healing means. I'm not going to define it or go into a dissertation about it. We've been doing that for 5 weeks. Soundness refers to emotional and mental stability. Prosperity is defined best as living in peaceful contentment, having enough of whatever we need. You know, we serve a God who is more than enough. Deliverance from evil, that's our freedom. That's being able to separate ourselves from the demonic spirits that plague us. And this package has been provided by grace. And what has been provided by grace must be received by faith.
You know, God gave the Israelites the land. They sure had to fight for it.
They had to go in and possess it.
Right.
Go possess your possessions.
Amen. When we don't know it is God's will to heal, we can't expect to be healed. We won't have faith in his word, because our belief in healing has already been established by what we experience in the world.
Wow.
In this case, many will not obey the word of God and position themselves to receive his goodness and mercy. They won't read and study the word of God because they've already judged him in their hearts as being unfaithful to his word. God's word is a medicine, and it is curative. This is the first reason we talked about that proves God's will that all be healed, because his word, his curative medicine, is for everyone. His healing is for everyone. God is the great physician, and the word, which is Jesus Christ, is the prescription for our health. It is his will to heal. It's his will to heal. Another reason proving God's will regarding healing is because he put his spirit within us to sustain us through pain and trouble. He wants us to have a strong spirit man so that the life of God in us will permeate every part of our physical being and strengthen our immune systems to ward off disease and illnesses and to rightly respond to injuries. From the spirit man within us, the life of God can flow through our cellular structure. If it were not God's will that we be healed and healthy, he wouldn't have made the way for that to happen. We talked about the drains that weaken the spirit. By becoming aware of the drains, we can avoid falling into the trap of the enemy to drain us of health by draining us of a strong spirit. And don't you know that he will be pounding that? He is trying to discourage us in all of these areas. This is not the easy walk. This is the faith walk. Hallelujah.
Amen. I've said many times, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
And we wish everybody.
We do. That is our earnest desire. The third reason we looked at that proves God's will to heal is found in original creation. We are created by God, and everything God created was judged to be, quote, very good. We saw that that means mighty, mighty good. That was some mighty good pie. Very good. Sickness and disease are not good. Therefore, they were not a part of God's original creation. It was not his will that Adam be sick. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means it's not God's will that anyone be sick now or in the future. And this reason flows right into the next one. It is not God's will that anyone be sick because sickness and disease are not in heaven. His will for heaven and the world to come is the same as his will for the earth and the people in the beginning. Illness was not in the original creation, neither is it in the end of time as we know it. Pardon me. So it wasn't then, and it isn't coming then. So is God double-minded that he would want the time in between to be different? No. It is God's will that all be well, because there was no sickness in the garden, and there is no sickness in heaven.
Thank you.
Through Jesus Christ, of course. That's the way. The second Adam. The fifth reason why it's God's will that all be healed is found in the origin of sickness. God didn't create it. It only came into being because of the curse of sin and death. Wow. And you know, in Romans it speaks in the 8th chapter, being free from the curse of sin and death. Death came into being because of sin, and the wages of sin is death. Jesus is not the paymaster of sin.
Amen.
Those wages are paid by the devil for whatever reason. It could be our own rebellion, disobedience. It could be unrepented rebellion. It could be disobedience of our generations. At any rate, there may be other sins known and yet to be recognized in our lives. And again, not all sickness, as you know, comes through that. And, I mean, it could be an agenda, actually, as it is in the world.
The word speaks of these things happening through no fault of our own. That is true. But more than likely, sin and sickness are connected. The word tells us that.
Well, amen. Even though God loves each and every one of us, we can disqualify ourselves from his best in our lives by our attitudes and actions that oppose God's word, his will, and his way. Sin and sickness are connected, as are forgiveness and healing. Another proof we examined is the fact that sickness is of the devil and not God. Well, I don't want to get off on that. But I'm just saying, you think it's God's will, what's going on in the world today, collapsing and the like. I don't think so. But therefore, it is not God's will. It is Satan's will that we be afflicted and smitten with all sorts of foul maladies, injuries, and troubles. The Bible calls disease evil, and we're sure God is not involved in evil. He doesn't make us sick to get our attention or to punish us in some way. Don't be confused as to where the affliction is coming from. God is not the author of confusion. The Bible calls infirmity bondage, and we are sure God is not the one who binds or restricts us. He is the God who makes us free. Infirmity and illness are actually satanic bondage, a work of the devil and not of God.
Thank you, Lord. The seventh reason we found, proving that it is God's will to heal us, is his covenant of healing. When the Lord led the Israelites out of the bondage of Egypt and its cruel taskmasters, he sustained the entire nation, taking them through the Red Sea on dry land, feeding them in the wilderness, converting bitter water to sweet, refreshing water for their health and their well-being. He introduced himself in Exodus 15, verse 26, with these words, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." Wow. This is his covenant name, Jehovah Rapha, the self-existent one who mends and restores to normal. It is God's will to heal because that is who he is. In Exodus 23, verse 25, God says, "I will take sickness away from the midst of you."
We also talked about covenants and what it means to be in a covenant. Covenant is a two-way street. Each party involved has a part in a covenant because there are conditions to a covenant as well as benefits. When we enter our covenant of healing and we keep our part of the covenant, he keeps us healthy by removing the sickness and infirmities. If you, then I, it says, is covenant language. For those who believe the Old Testament scriptures don't apply, or that this covenant was only for those people, the Jews, and at that time in history, we gave witnesses in the Word from the New Testament as well. If covenant was made for Israel, then it is for all believers, because we are now the seed of Abraham, spiritual Israel. "I am Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee," is still applicable in today's world and circumstances. God is faithful to his covenant names.
Amen, amen.
The last time we met together on this subject, approving God's will that all be healed, we put forth a ninth reason, which really turned out to be eight reasons in one. That is, we showed eight other covenant names of God and how each one incorporated healing in its meaning and intent. In addition to Jehovah Rapha, the other covenant names of God we looked at were Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Kadesh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tzidkenu, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Shammah, and Jehovah Sabaoth. And we're going to reveal these now briefly.
Yes, and of course, this is a review. We went a little more extensively I guess it was in last week. No, not last week. Week before. Jehovah Jireh. Let's look. Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Jireh translates, God will see to it. If you need sustenance, God will see to it. If you need shelter, God will see to it. If you need rescuing, God will see to it. And if you need healing, God will see to it. He is our provider. And the word is specific that healing is included in that provision. God is our provider. He is our caregiver. And we are going to, for each of these names, give you scriptures from the Old Testament and the New. Psalm 41, verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. You will make all his bed in his sickness. Wow, he'll see to it. He's your caregiver. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. Jehovah Nissi translates God our victory. He is the banner over us. He is the God of victory over all afflictions and troubles. His banner over us is love, and love never fails. Jehovah Nissi is the one who causes us to triumph in all things. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 4, says the following, You are beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners.
That word terrible translates awesome.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah Kadesh translates God will sanctify. He is the one who cleanses us and makes us holy. There is no holiness in illness. Therefore, this covenant name of God also includes our healing. We brought out that scripture specifically mentions cleansing the blood as part of this aspect of God's covenant. No more blood disorders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Joel 3:21, For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwells in Zion. And I did not put the New Testament scripture in here. I am so sorry, but think of he has made unto us our sanctification, our justification, our righteousness. God is. And I think that's in Romans, isn't it?
Okay. I'll look it up while you're giving us the next one.
Jehovah Shalom translates God our peace. He has already given you peace. It's in his covenant by this name, this aspect of his character. There is no peace found in dis-ease. So healing is also in this name. When we walk in health and there is health, there is peace. John 14 and 27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you.
Thank you for hanging in here. My phone dropped a call, so obviously the devil didn't want you to know these things about God. He is our peace. We have a covenant of peace. Next is Jehovah Tsekenu, and that translates God, our righteousness. Without God, all we have for righteousness is considered filthy rags. Sickness is most often related to a sin issue of some kind, either personal, associational, generational, making sickness unrighteous. It did not come from God, but instead is satanic bondage from the pit of hell. Because God desires righteousness so much that he put it into us, it proves his will to heal. And that healing is in this covenant name, just as it is in all the others. Psalm 14, verse 2 and 3, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jehovah Ra'ah translates the Lord our shepherd. It is he who guides us and directs our path. When we choose to go our own way, the Bible tells us that there is a snare in that path. Often the snare may be sickness, disease, or disorder of some kind. I think that works nationally, too. The Holy Spirit of the living God never leads us into dis-ease or destruction.
Amen.
Instead, he leads us into peace and prosperity. There is not peace or prosperity in illness. Therefore, this covenant name of God also includes healing. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God.
Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Shammah translates, God is present. He is I am. God is present with us through everything. He's not late because he's always there. Hallelujah. He's always here. He's not late. He was present with the Israelites, showing himself as a cloud by day and a fire by night. And he is present with us today, revealing his presence in many ways and for many reasons. One of those reasons is to deliver us from trouble, and sickness is certainly troubling. One of those reasons is to heal. Psalm 46, verse 1. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Sabaoth translates the Lord of hosts. God commands mighty armies of angels who stand ready to listen and obey his voice and accomplish his will in the earth. They are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, you and me. They are released on our behalf so that we can truly rest in God, allow him to do the heavy lifting, and simply stand to see our salvation.
Amen.
According to the will of God, these forces perform our prayers and fight our battles in the heavens. There's a key. We got to pray.
Amen.
Yeah, that's part of the covenant. Stopping forces of darkness from accomplishing their evil intentions. Once again, this covenant name of God proves his will that all be healed and made whole. 1 Samuel 7:45. Then said David to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. James.
Defied.
I'm sorry. You're right. Defied. Defiled is different.
Right.
Forgive me for that. James 5:4. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth.
Amen.
That sums up 8 reasons in 1, the covenant names of God. We know it's God's will to heal everyone because he named himself our healer, our provider, our sanctifier, our peace, our righteousness, our shepherd, our present help, our leader of heavenly armies. Every one of these names, along with the many more aspects of his character, prove time and again his love and his will. To complete our list of reasons to date before moving into another phase of proof, here it is in the simplest form. It is God's will that all be healed because he said, I will. That's number one. Number two, God's word is medicine that cures. Number three, he gave his spirit to strengthen our spirit man. Number four, sickness is not a part of God's original creation. That means you know who brought it in. Five, sickness is not a part of God's heaven. Number six, illness is a product of the wages of sin and death and not God's creation. Remember, that didn't exist in the garden. Seven, illness is satanic bondage. Eight, the covenant of God is centered in healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Number nine, he is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Number 10, he's Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. 11, he's Jehovah Nisi, God our victory. 12, he is Jehovah Kadesh, God our sanctifier, the one who cleanses us. 13, he is Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. 14, he is Jehovah Tzidkenu, God our righteousness. 15, he is Jehovah Ra'ah, God our shepherd. 16, he is Jehovah Shama, God who is present. And 17, he is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts.
Thank you, Lord. We hope that you all will agree that we needed this review tonight and that we should be continually reminded of these proofs of God's will to heal. As Phil was saying, it's natural to look at the world and not in the spirit, and therefore we fall backwards and are snared and taken, according to Isaiah. God held nothing back from us, especially his healing anointing. And many of you have already received healing in your bodies and in your minds as these truths penetrate your heart. So, Philip, we hope that you will listen repeatedly to the truth. Get it into your spirit in a way that no one and no situation can move you off your stand for the truth of God's holy word and his will to help everyone of today's date, August the 23rd, 2021, and go on the website, freedomplayministry.com. Check for the date under audio teachings. It's not going to be up there probably for a day or two. And I think you can then download the teaching to your own device, or in any case, you can listen to it on our website as often as you wish.
Hey, Vicki. Whatever you were saying, you were just, your phone went blank. I went in and out real bad. So I don't know what you were saying at close to the end. Something was wrong with your phone.
Okay, I'll just back up and say this. Make a note of today's date, August the 23rd, 8/23/21. Then you can go on the website. You can check for the date under audio teachings. Now, it may take a few days to get up there, but it will be there. And I believe that you can then download the teaching to your own device, or you can listen to it on our site, freedomswayministries.com, as often as you wish. Also, the playback number will be available for a year. You can text me at 904-993-2876 and request that dial-in number and playback access code so that you can listen on your phone. Again, the website is www.freedomswayministries.com.
Amen. So tonight we're going to pray a general prayer for you all regarding these truths and the proofs of God's will. Then next week we're going to be looking at our redemption from the curse of the law and the maladies included in the curse of the law. We will also be praying repentance, renouncing anything we might be carrying of these maladies, and receiving deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. We're going to declare our agreement with God's word so that the angels can be released to minister to our needs in every area and fight our battles for us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want to be a part of that declaration, then pray this prayer out loud with me. Father God, thank you so much for the truth of your will to heal. Your will to heal me.
Your will to heal me.
In every area of my life. From every affliction. Torment of mind. And turmoil of emotions. You held nothing back, Lord.
Nothing back.
And you left nothing out. I repent to you for questioning your will. When you have so clearly stated. And restated. Your will throughout your word. I admit I have allowed the lies of hell.
I admit I've allowed the lies of hell
to merge with my experiences.
To merge my experiences.
And it has caused caused me.
It's caused me.
An unwillingness to trust and believe you on some level.
An unwillingness to trust and believe you on some level.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Help my unbelief.
Help.
I give you permission to continue weaving your word.
I give you permission to continue weaving your word.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Strengthening my resolve. So that I can become like Abraham,
fully persuaded
that you are who you say you are, and you do what you say you will do. Thank you that you have said, I will.
Thank you that you have said, I will.
To healing. You never once said, I won't. Thank you that you've given me a clear word.
Thank you that you've given me a clear word.
Concerning your will.
Concerning your will.
And I agree with you.
I agree with you.
I agree that healing is part of my salvation package.
I agree that healing is part of my salvation package.
And I am sorry, Lord.
Sorry, Lord.
That I have not fully assembled that peace.
That I have not fully assembled that peace.
In some way or at some time.
Some way or time.
Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
For not agreeing with you.
For not agreeing with you.
That my spirit man is strong in you.
That my spirit man is strong in you.
And it is your word that continues to strengthen it. There have been times and circumstances, Lord, when I've forsaken your word. And I can see that neglecting your word weakens my spirit. You gave me a strong spirit, Father.
Gave me a strong spirit, Father.
And I will do my best.
Do my best.
To keep it strong day by day.
Keep it strong day by day.
Thank you, God, that sickness is not of you.
God, sickness is not of you.
That you did not create it.
Did not create it.
And it has no place in the kingdom of God in heaven.
It has no place. Kingdom of God in them.
Therefore, I declare. It has no place in me.
No place in me.
Because you said the kingdom of God is within me. You
said the kingdom of God is within me.
You are an awesome God.
Awesome God.
And I break agreement with the satanic bondage of sickness and infirmity. You made a covenant of healing with me, Lord. And I ask you to help me to fully enter into every aspect of your covenant.
Every aspect of your covenant.
To receive and believe the truth.
Even believe the truth.
Of who you are.
Who you are.
And who I am in you.
I
believe that you are the Lord, my healer. The Lord, my provider. The Lord, my victory. The Lord, my sanctifier and cleanser. The Lord, my peace. The Lord, my righteousness. The Lord, my shepherd. My present Lord, the Lord of hosts, and so much more. Father, help me know you better.
Father, help me know you better.
In each of these aspects of your nature.
These aspects of your nature.
And all the others as well.
All the others as well.
And help me know without doubt.
Help me know about that.
That because you are not only present with me,
because you're not only present with me,
but you're also in me.
In you.
I have all these things already.
I have all these things already.
I don't have to go begging for them.
I don't have to go begging.
I already have them. I receive your forgiveness, Father.
I receive your forgiveness, Father.
For not having fully believed your word.
Not having fully believed your word.
For not having fully understood your will.
Not having fully understood your will.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Whose I am.
Whose I am.
And whom I serve.
I serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. If you have a comment or a question, please push your *6 keys so that you will be heard. I do apologize that the phone dropped the call at that point. I don't think it will affect our playback too much. Hopefully not. Hallelujah. So, and the devil's not going to win. He's already lost. He is a defeated foe, and don't forget it. Hallelujah. This message will be presented again on Friday night. That date will be 8/27/21. So you can look for that one after sometime after Friday night. Comments, questions. *6. Praise God.
I will.
Okay.
Hey, it's Gretchen.
Hi.
I want to make a comment, and it's kind of a testimony at the same time.
Oh, good.
Many, many years ago, the Jehovah's Witnesses were recruiting me. And I got delivered and healed and everything like a month before my scheduled baptism. And I just was thinking about that tonight and how, you know, it's such this big deal that they have the name of God. But to have just the name and not the relationship is only partial. I guess I'm just thinking about, you know, when they would come, and that one time they came to my door and I was like, well, which Jehovah is it? Is it Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tiskanu? And they're like, well, I've never heard of that before. And I'm so, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, I'm just so grateful that that's how I came into the kingdom, was God healed me. And then I kind of believed on him, you know, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I believe on him. So,
amen.
I don't know, but I just, I'm just so grateful for the full revelation and for you holding it all out to us, even for the healing. You include so much more, and so I'm just grateful. And I'm grateful that we get to gather still weekly and daily, and thank you all for being part of it, too. That's all.
Amen. Thank you, Gretchen. God bless you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, and
yes,
hi, Vicki.
Yes, hey.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Helen. I'm so glad you did this review. But also, in the very beginning, when you gave such encouraging words to how all of this is good, but it's what how much time you're going to spend in the Word and studying and going back. those first few minutes, I found that very, very encouraging and very helpful, as much as the teaching itself. Okay.
Praise
thank
the
you.
Lord. Yes, it is so valuable that we don't just hear a good word in our churches or on this line or in a Bible study or whatever and exclaim about, wow, that was really great. And then a month later, we're back where we were because we didn't repeat that word to ourselves or hear it again and again and again, because it takes it. You know, we can't just hear something one time and get it forever.
Amen.
We have to be reminded. And that takes discipline. I've said many times, and I'm sure you all have too, you cannot be a disciple if you don't have some discipline.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Helen.
I just want to say thank you to everyone for all the prayers.
You're
welcome. That devil does not have a chance. That devil has no chance out here with all our prayer warriors out here. He's a joke. He's beneath us, below our feet. I love everybody. Thank y'all for all the prayers. Such a strong, strong family we are.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yes, who was that? Was that Judy?
Yeah, you know, Sunday my pastor said, he said, I know I preach same thing over off and on. He said, but you don't get it all at once. You got to keep getting that, hearing it and hearing it to get it.
That's right. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from what we see. It doesn't come from one fleeting little message or blip. You know, we need to have that steady word in our lives and that steady truth from God. Amen. So I hope that everyone will take at least this review. If you don't get them all, you don't listen to all the whole series again, at least take the reviews that we will be doing along and along. Write down the dates that are because I haven't gone in and titled them. They're up there by date. Write down the date that you want to listen to. And go on the website and listen. Hallelujah. It's there for you. Took us many years to get it there, but it's there. Hallelujah. Anybody else got something to say?
Hi, Vicki. It's Lisa, and I'm just so happy to hear everyone's doing, recovering from the COVID. And I have a praise report from my cousin's son, Harry. He's doing remarkably well. Yeah. His spirits are amazing. He's just someone, that's what I was praying, you know. And, you know, it was like a week later, he returned to work, and he's now back in school. He goes to Florida, University of Florida. They live in Tampa, and now he goes to school in University of Florida. So, he's, and you said he's going to be a testimony, you know, and he is. What was remarkable, and I didn't know this, is he took the spot of another, he was a counselor, and there was another boy that was supposed to be there in the front, and he said to pull the car, and he said, no, you step aside, I'll take your place. He took the place of another. So what a testimony, you know, he has this, to share, you know. So happy to hear, you know, with
yes.
this,
Yes, everyone is recovering.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I believe you. I knew that. It's just
Yeah, we did. We knew. And because God is faithful. God is faithful.
Yeah.
And you know, our people, our steadfast prayer warriors are exactly steadfast. And those
I wanted to mention Gretchen was I did hear both I had to go in and out, like, but amazing. The deliverance, Gretchen, you have we all have it, but she has the words, and I really was blessed by that. It was on Monday and a little bit on Friday.
Amen.
So, you guys are very much prayer warriors, and we're learning from you to stand as you guys know too.
You know, you're every one of you is needed in this world. So, you know, gain the knowledge, gain the experience, get the word, and yield yourselves to God, because people are going to be coming to you, and you will have the answers that they're seeking.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's raising up his army. He's raising up his captains. So praise the Lord. Anybody else? Thank you, Lisa. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, Pastor Phil.
Welcome. Yeah, I just wanted to say that the testimonies are the most amazing thing. And, you know, God loves testimonies. He works through testimonies, and testimonies build faith. Healing testimonies build faith for healing in others. And we are a corporate body of Christ, and we need to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And by giving our testimonies, there are some amazing testimonies out there. And when you're walking around with a testimony that's so powerful, it is going to do God's work on the earth. That's what it's for. We overcome the beast by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And we love not our lives unto the death.
Hallelujah. So we're not sitting there worried all about it, trusting God. We have victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Seal it in our hearts deep. Keep reminding us, Lord, of your truth. Your healing truth, your anointing truth, your prosperity truth, your proof of faith. Oh, there is so much richness in your word, God. Help us to keep focused on that and overcoming the natural unbelief in our minds. Through you, we can do all things, and we honor you tonight, Lord. And through your permission, I'll bless your people, and we'll go on with this great week and bless you and bless others as you are blessing us. So I will bless your people with the Aaronic benediction from Numbers, the 6th chapter, first in Hebrew and then in English. God bless you as you hear your blessing. Yivarathatha denoi, Zayishmaretha. Yisa adenoi, panavelecha, ifunecha. Yisa adenoi, panavelecha, viasem lecha. Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you peace. Give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your anointing to prosper and to be healed. Prosper your people this week in a mighty way, Lord. Strengthen them to witness about you and to bring heaven to earth in their lives, in all areas of their lives. Bless your people, I know it. Camp your angels around them and seal this word in our hearts in the mighty, precious, glorious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. You're looking so young.
That's the point. Would you see that? You see the point?
I know. Glowing. Hallelujah. So we are saying good night. We will be here in the morning at the King's Table on this same number and access code if you want to join us at 7:15 Eastern Time. Again, Friday night, we will repeat this review. God bless you all. Bye now.
Good night, good night.
Good night, Mitch.
Thank you, brother and sister. Annette,
bless
good night.
You. Bless you.
Bless y'all. Thank you.